Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, we're sort of in that in-between period. Many shows on Broadway closing, either because they didn't get a necessary boost from the Tonys, or it was simply time. More and more these days have limited runs, often because of big-name actors whose commitment runs out. Could Good Night and Good Luck have continued without George Clooney? Surely there are other, possibly even better, actors who could have stepped in. Same with Glengarry Glen Ross, a great cast of recognizable performers, but let's face it, Kieran Culkin rose the stakes and certainly stirred the box office. And let's not even discuss Othello if it had not starred Denzel and Jake. Anyway, in the end, it's about numbers. Shows making a million or more per week are in safe space for now. Wicked, Hamilton, and Lion King still topping that list. There are also statistics on which shows go up or down by what percentage. Last week, for example, up for the week by attendance, number one was Boop, the musical. Now, that's because it has announced its closing. Sometimes that's, you know, draws people to see it. Also, things that did well were Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, Chicago, Buena Vista Social Club. Again, these are just percentages over the previous week. So nothing fatal there. In fact, it's a good time to check out shows like Death Becomes Her and Gypsy, even Oh Mary. Some are offering tickets now for as low as $70. Now, off-Broadway, if you know you should love and understand Shakespeare more than you do, you might like the 5th Annual Little Shakespeare Festival presented by Frigid New York at Under St. Mark's. That's at St. Mark's Place. That one runs from the end of this month through August 17th. The Little Shakespeare Festival is a celebration that takes inspiration from the immortal Bard, of course. How's this for a promo? This year, we'll present Shakespeare that would make that English teacher tell you to see me after class. And here's another one that would probably make your English teacher blanch, or who knows, maybe not. A Midsummer Night's Dream. It's the 30th anniversary production from the Drilling Company's Shakespeare in the Parking Lot. That will be performed July 17th, as in now, to August 2nd, in the parking lot of Lower East Side Prep. Now, on another subject, actors getting involved with political issues are hardly rare these days. But I should mention a one-man show called Out of Character, in which its writer-performer Ariel Stachel declares, "I am a Yemenite, Israeli, Ashkenazi, Jewish-American actor with anxiety." It's an identity that has brought him major attention since his Tony Award-winning turn as an Egyptian trumpeter in the hit musical The Band's Visit, which was set in Israel. It's also an identity that has drawn some scrutiny. Some critics and fellow actors complained that a Jew shouldn't have played an Arab. And Stachel says he was fired in 2021 from another musical called The Visitor when he challenged the way his Syrian character was being portrayed. Anyway, his one-man show is currently playing and doing well in New England and hoping to make its way to New York City. Meanwhile, we have good news, thanks to PBS, while we cling to the hope that it will remain with us. The network has announced its fall programming, which includes new editions of Great Performances, American Masters, and more. Now, among the notable inclusions for the Broadway fan are a new documentary special following Tony Award winner and all-around American favorite Dick Van Dyke. Also be a presentation of the Public Theater's 12th Night and the Tabernacle Choir Christmas concert featuring Tony Award winner Ruthie Ann Miles. That's all PBS. It looks stuff to look forward to. And while we're looking for unusual forms of, well, entertainment, in New York as we speak is something called Artchouse. Now let me spell that. A-R-T-E-C-H-O-U-S-E. It's in a section of the Chelsea Market, which has been transformed into a digital art space for this. They have two things happening. The Rolling Stones Show, which is a tour through rock and roll history, guided by Kevin Bacon, and another called Blooming Wonders, a digital tour through nature. Folks are thoroughly enjoying this new addition to New York City. And on the literary front, there certainly has been no shortage of attention this year to Sunset Boulevard. Yes, of course, due to the Broadway production that came from London. Well, now we have a new book coming from David Lubin, L-U-B-I-N, called Ready for My Close-Up. Yes, he has seen the production, but his book is about the film that started it all. I've long been fascinated by this Hollywood movie about Hollywood movies, Lubin told me. Plus, I was aware of its longevity. After 75 years, it still seems relevant, perhaps more so than ever. Anyway, that book will be released shortly. Our notable death of the week, Paul Libin, L-I-B-I-N. I know, I just took us from Lubin to Libin. Pure coincidence. Libin was a prolific producer and respected Broadway theater executive whose first major endeavor was an off-Broadway revival of Arthur Miller's The Crucible. He staged that in the ballroom of a Manhattan hotel in 1958. Anyway, he died on June 27th in Manhattan at the age of 94. In his nearly 70-year career, Mr. Libin co-ran Circle in the Square Theater and helped produce more than 100 shows. Now, I remain on the West Coast, where, as I've reported, I have seen already 5 interesting productions, as well as last night I went to see Paul Simon at the gorgeous Disney Hall. What can I say? I left in very grateful tears. What a life. What a beautiful, beautiful songwriter. The 2 biggest venues here remain the Pantages and the Amundsen. Parade has just closed at the Amundsen. Next up is Anne Juliet. Both those musicals had great runs on Broadway. As did Beautiful Noise, the Neil Diamond show, which is at the Pantages. Diamond actually showed up himself the other night, apparently surprising and thrilling the audience. One I'm looking forward to is called Pop It Up at the Kirk Douglas Theater. Now, this is improvisation combined with Jim Henson's Muppets and said to be too hard to describe, but thoroughly entertaining. Well, I'll be checking that one out next week. Many of these, of course, are national tours, which give a lot of performers, work and theater goers who can't make it to New York, and there are a lot of them, a chance to enjoy. So you might have one near you. Check it out, and I'll see you here next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.